eyes that can see. I've got to praise Him as long as I breathe. I have been blessed. He's my shoulder to lean on when I am down, the rock that I run to when I'm overwhelmed. He's the place where I hide under His wings. He's not just a song, He's the reason I sing. I have been blessed. I have been blessed. God's so good to me. Precious are His thoughts of you and me. No way I could count them. There's not enough time. So I'll just thank Him for being so kind. God has been good, so good. I have been blessed. God has been good, so good. I have been blessed.
Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's having a wonderful day, a wonderful week. So good to be in the house of the Lord this evening. I've been really looking forward to this evening, not just for multiple reasons, but I really need to get that refueling, and I really need to have an opportunity to slow down and just worship God. I would just listen to that song. I am so blessed. I have been blessed. Is there anybody in the house tonight can testify? It doesn't matter what we're going through, right? Yes. Amen. Praise God. I could hear that song and the way it's worded there and the transition. I could listen to it over and over and over. I know there are times when we're singing and when you just realize what God has done for each and every one of us. I'm going to ask you to stand if you can. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. I want to welcome everybody watching online, the First Pentecostal in Villa Rica, to our Wednesday night service. Those of you online, I hope you're doing well. If you have a prayer request, just write it in the comment section. You have a praise report. We love to hear of all the answered prayers and all the things that God's doing and just completely enjoying the moments in the presence of God as we get ready for service tonight. Does anyone have a spoken prayer request on my right side tonight? All righty. Anyone on my left side with a spoken prayer request? Praise God. Anyone back in the sound box?
Please continue to remember my nephew, Tyson. They said he broke his elbow in three places. He fell when he was on vacation. And he's having surgery tomorrow.
Absolutely. All righty. You have a unspoken prayer request or a need, just show by the raising of your hand. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. We praise your holy name. Lord, we thank you for this evening, for this opportunity you've given us to gather in your house and in your name. Dear Lord, as we come to you now, dear Lord, we just want to come to you with worship, to worship you, to praise you, dear Lord, to lift you up with all the honors that we can possibly give you. Lord, we thank you for your love for us and your mercy and your grace, dear Lord. We thank you again. We're praying for the young people downstairs in their class and also for the teens out in the other building. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings. Dear Lord, now we come to you with these prayer requests. Those spoken and unspoken. Dear Lord, I know that you can help the young man with surgery, dear Lord, as he gets surgery on his elbow. Dear Lord, you ask you to touch the doctors and the nurses all involved. Lord, give them the wisdom, dear Lord. But most of all, if you'll step in, dear Lord, and continue to heal and be with them through this time. Lord, I want to pray for those that have lost a loved one. Lord, I ask you to touch that family, dear Lord. Let them feel your holy presence. I know there are other needs out there. And, dear Lord, you see the hands that were raised in here. Dear Lord, you know the depths of our hearts. You know our prayer requests, spoken or unspoken, dear Lord, and we're placing them in your hands. Lord, for all watching live right now, dear Lord, we ask for you just to bless them. Keep them safe, dear Lord. Those that are sick and shut in, dear Lord, we ask for your healing to be upon them. Dear Lord, as we prepare right now for this service, Lord, we ask now that will each and every one of us slow down and just give you our invited attention, dear Lord, that you just let your Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, dear Lord, have a free reign. And Lord, as your word goes forth, dear Lord, may you just edify it, dear Lord. Your word needs nothing but just to pierce our hearts, Lord. We just need to receive. Again, dear Lord, I thank you for those that are here, those that aren't with us. We ask you to bless our family, our pastor and his family, Lord, as they travel this week. Keep them safe. I know their vacation, their time probably feels like it's going fast. Lord, we ask you to keep them safe when they start to head back. And all the others that's traveling, dear Lord, we just thank you for your many, many blessings. And we give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to put Miss Jennifer on the spot this evening. She is very versatile. Appreciate her. We're going to do a different song that normally you do it as a chorus, but it goes along with the message tonight, and I just would like for each and every one of you to sing it with us tonight, and just an opportunity that we can just surrender to God. So if you turn to page 354, I Surrender All. I'm going to let Miss Jennifer start it. Her mic's low, if y'all would crank it up back there for us. And I'm going to follow her lead. Praise God. We used to sing this all the time when I was a young child.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence daily live.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, the joy of full salvation. nation. Glory, glory to His name. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. I surrender all.
Minute, and I thank her so much, but I thank the Lord. Y'all may be seated if you can. God, you know, as we I don't want to get right into things, but I just know we're going to call on a special singer too here and get started. But as I sing that, it just brings back so many memories. As I was thinking about it, the Lord brought it to my memory when I was young, when the altar call was going on, and that was a song that was sung many, many times, and it was just something that is just very heart feeling to me, because I remember the pull of the Lord. I remember Him tugging on me and letting me know it's time, and I remember how hard I held onto those chairs, and I wasn't going to let go. It took a wonderful, beautiful Sunday school teacher, a class that, through her lessons and plans and her love for us, told us about Jesus so many times. That one wonderful day, I was able to hit my knees in class, that old fold-up chair. I've told the story before, but I remember when I got upstairs, she had to protect me because my dad thought I was goofing around and wasn't up there when I was supposed to be. She told him, and it was just a joy. So when they had the altar call that afternoon, she came and got me. She says, "Let's go up. Let's finish what we started." That's just how great God is. We got to surrender it to Him, His call. Praise God. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to distract us from what we're doing. We got a little business to do tonight. I want to mention we're going to take up the evening offering, but I also want to mention, don't forget Sunday night. We have a community church service. It'll be held here. Brother Spray was telling us the other night that it's going to be five churches as it's scheduled right now. It's going to be a wonderful time. So come on, invite somebody, bring a crowd. Let's fill the house. Because it's always a wonderful time. And then when all the different churches, I know there's a lot of praise and worship going on, but there's also a message. And that's exactly what I love. And it's an opportunity Sunday evening. So I want each and all of you to make plans. Invite your friends, invite your relatives that can come, and let's fill the house if possible. I'd love to have to go get some extra chairs. It would be wonderful. Any other announcements? Miss Laura, you got okay, I don't think so either. So if we missed anything, I do want to mention Overcomers Outreach. I haven't mentioned it lately. It's a wonderful ministry for those at addictions and services. I just thank that ministry. Also, don't forget we have a children's Bible study that goes on. Drama team. And let's don't forget the teens. They're very active right now. They've got a lot going on. So we just want to remember them. So we're going to go ahead and take up the offering. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord to bless our offering, please? Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else?
Praise the Lord. I've had many tears and sorrows, and I've questions for tomorrow. There have been times I felt so all alone. But in those lonely hours, yes, those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know that I was His own.
Let's start over.
I've had many tears and sorrows, and I've questions for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong, but in every situation God gave blessed consolation that my trials come to only make me strong. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, depend upon His word. I've been to lots of places, and I've seen so many faces. There have been times I felt so all alone, but in my lonely hours, yes, those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know that I was His own. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, depend upon His word. So I thank God for the mountains, and I thank Him for the valleys, and I thank Him for the storms He's brought me through. 'Cause if I never had a problem, I'd never know my God can solve them, and I'd never know what faith in God could do. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, yes, I've learned to depend upon His word. I've learned to depend upon His word.
Thank you, Lord.
God's brought us through. Listen to that without it.
lots of places, and I've seen so many faces. There have been times I felt so all alone, but in those lonely hours, yes, those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know that I was His own. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Depend upon His word. So I thank God for the mountains, and I thank Him for the valleys, and I thank Him for the storms He's brought me through. 'Cause if I never had a problem, I'd never know my God could solve them, and I'd never know what faith in God could do. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Depend upon His word. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. I've learned to depend upon His word. I've learned to depend upon His word. Praise
the Lord right now. I just want to thank Him for His timing and for His Holy Spirit for just guiding it, because that song couldn't fit any better into what filled my heart for this evening. You know, I asked you when we first got here, as we thought, as we were opening up, about being blessed and about us thinking, and I'd like for each and every one of you just take a moment and just think about your life and what God's brought you through. You know, it's even better. Y'all just think about it for a second. You know, we've all gone through different journeys. I've said that before. I think I even said it. I'm going to go ahead and start. I know we talked about it before, and I've said it many times. We've all been on different paths. Kind of reminds me of my family a lot. We have two generations in my house, in my parents' house. They were five, six. And my little sister, when she passed, had a little brother that was younger than him. She was 9 when she passed. And we had a little one under him. So I always said, Mom always joked about it, that he needed some playmates. So we had two more. They had two more. So a lot of siblings. But when we were at the funeral for my mom, we were talking about things. And I didn't realize until that day that they didn't know things or hadn't experienced things that I had with the family. You know, I talked about just things we talked about. You know how you sit around, have conversations. Most of them, they're all good. But you got heavy hearts, and we go through it. Same way with the rest of our life. You know, when I sit here and talk to you, each and every one of us, I hope, and I pray that each and every one of you, even those watching online, that you know Jesus. And you've allowed him into your life so you can sing songs like that and sing about things through it all. And as you hear songs like that and opportunities, we can all testify to things God has done, but each and every one of us is a walking testimony. If it's anything, just your salvation, just the breath that we breathe. And that's what I want us to go into the message tonight before I get way off. God, it's all yours. I'm going to ask you to turn to Proverbs. We're going to go back to scripture that I know we've read many times. I've not really heard it preached on a lot. Maybe years and years ago, maybe recently. I usually make notes, but I'm in a different Bible. So I'm going to ask you to turn to Proverbs 3. Very familiar. I love Proverbs, and I love it. And if you read chapter 3 in my Bible, it's just a basic Bible, but it has headings for this chapter, and it says, Guidance for the Young. Well, I believe each and every one of us can qualify for that. Because if you look at the Word of God and His mercy and His grace, we're all still young in the Lord. We're all still learning. We're all still experiencing things. But I don't want to make y'all stand long, so we're going to go chapter 3. We're going to read verses 5 and 6. And it says, Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lead not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Isn't that powerful? I'm going to read it one more time. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lead not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, dear Lord, we turn this service, it's always yours, but dear Lord, I want you just to have full reign in this service tonight. Dear Lord, we ask for your blessings to be upon us. Lord, we ask for you to guide us with your word and the truth. Lord, I ask you to bless each and every one that can hear this message. Lord, may your word go forth. Lord, may I step out of the way and let your Holy Ghost, let your Holy Spirit take charge. And Lord, I ask for anyone watching online, dear Lord, to feel this, your blessing, to feel your word. Lord, if there's anyone lost or distressed in the sound of our voice and in your word, Lord, we ask for you to prick their hearts. Dear Lord, touch them. Lord, we know that you can heal, provide, protect, but most of all, your salvational touch come to them, that they'll turn their life over to you. And, dear Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. I don't ever want to keep y'all standing long. Y'all forgive me if I ever forget to say. I did that at a wedding once. The couple was already up there, and I'm getting a motion from Miss Elaine like this. Tell everybody to sit down. And I would go, oh, yeah, y'all sit down. But y'all know me. But anyways, when I talk about God and I talk about this, I want this message tonight in the scripture, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lead not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. I would like for you to hear it in the Amplified Version, please. They got it up on the screen. It says, lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind. And do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge Him. And He will direct and make straight and plain your path. Pass, actually, it says. Praise God for His Word. And I like the Amplified because it adds in more adjectives and more excitement in the verbiage, but I love the King James too, but I just like the way it just brings it out. So I want to talk to y'all for a minute, and it's not going to take, the message is special to me because that song just really fit it. I'm blessed to have to be in a Sunday school class that we sit around and after we read scripture and we open up for prayer, and also the opportunity I have to pray with folks, and they'll, you know, I've had a lot of opportunities for people to talk about things they're going through right now. You know, I know we hear it in most of the messages, and we hear it mentioned many times. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of sorrow and grief out there. There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of anxiety. And you hear words like anxiety. You hear words like depression. And then when they come to me, and I know I talked to the pastor about it, I think it was last year, I was writing and doing some sales calls. And even on billboards or even in front of some Sunday churches, they were offering like a midday class, and it talked about anxiety, talked about depression. Come on in. And I was reading and really thinking about the message tonight, and the Lord's laid something on my heart, and it's the title, if you want to give it a title. But this message that we're doing now, and it's called Complete Surrender. And as I dug deeper and deeper, and I kind of battled with different things, I was reading other scripture and going through it, but the term complete surrender, I worded it different ways, but surrender by itself is strong. But in my heart, I wanted to say complete surrender. Because as we read in Proverbs, and even in this verse, it talks guidance for the young. There's so much said about it that it says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments." That's the way it starts off. And as I read Proverbs, and I love it because you can do a lot of studies on Proverbs. There's actually enough you can do one chapter a day, and it works through the month, and you can do, there's many different ways you can study it. But I was thinking about today. And I know personally, there are things that affect me, things I go through, that I have to rely on God and His mercy and His grace. There's things in our family, and I just wrote down a few things as we go through it. And, I just said there are many challenges. And a lot of it is, most of it is things we can't control. A lot of these things are, cause other problems too. When we got some of this stuff hitting us, I'm talking about anxiety and some of the other stuff, it really, really affects a lot of times our health, our mental state. It affects, even creates anger and fear. And it affects marriages. It affects relationships. It affects the parents with their children. There's so much, so much, so much. And I'm sick and tired of hearing somebody say, take a pill. I'm sick and tired. And I'm not saying that doctors don't have a purpose and God can work in many different ways. But I want to say in my heart, let's give it to the Lord. Let's go there. Let's get it. Let Him give us that strength to move. Y'all, excuse me. I'm going to turn this fan down one notch. I turned it up, and I can hear it so loud in my ear. I just want to cut it back a little bit. But as we talk about these anxiety things that's happening in these situations, you think about it, what causes them? And I know in a church setting or even our Sunday school setting, somebody's going to say the devil or the enemy. And I believe so much about that it's true. But when things happen to us, and by this creating things and that pain that comes against us, a lot of times it could be a lie. It could be somebody talking about you in your background, backstabbers. It could be finances. It can be our job. It can be our children even, trying to raise children in today's walk and all the different things going on, trying to live a life and then trying to keep everybody together. There's so much going on that I believe in my heart. There's even opportunity, times that I've come through, and I have to look to God and say, I can't do this all by myself. I can't corral them all up. I can't get everybody centered. I can't, we've got grandkids going here, grandkids going there. Elaine and I were joking the other day, and I told somebody, if we get a night off that we're not at a ball game or chasing something or doing something, it's very rare for us, and we really try to look forward to it. And we think we're going to sit down and watch a movie or do something. Next thing I know, we're both asleep. Or she's waking me up and say, wake up, it's time to go to bed. But these things that are going forth right now, these challenges in our life, and I talked about it, sickness, finances, family, jobs, even an accident, lies, fears of the unknown, fears of things coming at you, and then major things or even the little minor things that just seem to frustrate us that you finally still want to say, enough's enough. But as a Christian and as we walk this walk, we have the greatest thing with us, and that's Jesus Christ. We have God in our corner. We have Him actually in our hearts. Once we receive His Holy Spirit and we walk that walk and we talk that talk, we've got an advocate for us. Not only is an advocate with the Father, He's there to step in for you and I. He will not carry us through anything greater than we can handle. And it's that final line, and I'm talking to myself as well as I am to anyone else. And this is a crowd that I think we all need to be shook up every once in a while. I like to fix things. I like to try to tinker with things. As I get to a point now, it seemed like I was kidding Elaine when we came back from vacation. It's harder and harder for me to carry my bags out of the trunk upstairs to where they go and trying to get everything situated. That's just physically. But our mental thing, when things are pounding at you, things are coming at you, it's harder for me personally, and I know I've talked to people that are having trouble finding places to relax, places just to gear down. in this study and for this message, and I started reading, and then when I ended up in Proverbs and I saw this, and it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lead not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct their paths. Now, this is some scripture they don't have up there. I didn't give it all to them. But as we look at this chapter, I want to go a little bit further down. Give me just a second. I've got some of them marked, some of them marked. And it even says, honor the Lord, down in 9, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thy increase. But then it turns around and tells you the blessings. And it says, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Not only are we honoring God with everything we do, we're honoring God in our job. We honor him with the way we raise our children. We honor him the way we talk to strangers. We honor him the things we do. It's not just putting on your tie and your suit and going to church once or twice or three times a week. It's our everyday life. 24 hours a day, we're to honor God in all we do. Give him our first fruits. Give him the blessings that he deserves. And it says, in return, what is he doing for us? Our Comforter, our Lord, has given us. It says that he will fill our barns and that the presses will burst out with new wine. Now, you know everything that's said here in the Word. You know the timing of when the Proverbs was written. And it's, you know, it is so strong in everything that they do. And they relate to what they've got. You know, Proverbs is from Solomon. It says Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, and his knowledge. You talk about that. Let's look a little bit further down. And then it even tells, you know, this is talking to me. And it says, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. And I know God's had to get me in line so many times. It says, from whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father, the son in whom he delighteth. But then where does it go to 13? Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Where do we get it? From the Word of the God, right? Where do we get it? From the Lord just filling us with his presence. Once we receive him and we feel, and I don't know about y'all, can you just open the Bible, start reading, and things just seem to get better? I talk about those stressful times. You know, I used to carry the sword in my pocket. That's what they used to call it, that little King James. You know, it had Psalms and Proverbs in it. I used to carry it in my pocket. And I was leaning over one of the tankers, and I bent over, and that thing went down in the oil where we was loading the truck. I fished it out, but it doesn't look the same. So Lane got me another one. But, I mean, I just want to be close to it. I want his word in my heart, not only on me, but in my heart. And it says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. But listen to this. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. Just his knowledge of what it enriches us with. God's telling us right here in his word, through the knowledge of the Lord and understanding of him and obeying him and in that direction, that is greater than anything we can buy or anything that we can possess or anything that you try to save up for later. Or, you know, we've all got our treasures in our homes. We've got different things. It may be your car. It may be this. And I'm not saying you put that over God. I'm just saying things you're happy about, things that you do. But it says to know about the Lord and to follow him and to be guided by him is greater than anything we possess. It says greater than the merchandise you could buy of silver and the gain thereof of fine gold. It talks about it. She is more precious than rubies and all the things that canst desire are not to be compared unto him. Anything that you desire, anything that could come for you, God's greater than that, and his word and his mercy. But to get this, what do we have to do? Surrender to God, right? We have to give it to him. It says, length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand is riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Is that not positive? No matter what I'm going through, I talked about it, whether it be illness, whether it be sickness, whether it be an accident, finances, job situation. I'm at a point in my life where things are changing real fast. You know, companies get sold. New people come on board. You got to figure out how to fit in or how to leave. That's pretty much the way it is right now. Things that we go through, and I talk about our family. I talk about the kids are getting older. The grandkids getting older and you want to protect them. You used to having, I guess, I think of the mother hen. And as she's got her brood and she opens up her wings, feathers them out, and gathers all the young around her. You know, it's hard now in this day and time with everybody going different directions, everybody doing this and that, to grab up your family. But we know through prayer and supplications, giving it to the Lord, giving it to God, and asking for His protection on them. Teaching them while they're young the word of the Lord, and let them come up. And even for those that go astray, that we know we've got an advocate. We can pray. We can hit our knees. I've got to surrender my kids instead of me trying to chase them down every moment. And it's driving me crazy. I'm going to be honest with you. Trying to do everything for them, you can't be there. We can hope and pray that they're protected. We give it to God. But I have to have complete surrender of everything that we do. And it says that down in 19, the Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding He hath established the heavens. Do we realize who God is? He's the creator of all. For anyone that denies Him, we need to pray for him. We need to hopefully have an opportunity to talk to him and tell him how great He is. It's very hard sometimes to get through to folks, but if through the experience of them seeing us, letting us be the vessel the Lord shines through. But if we could show complete surrender, even in a hospital room, even in a doctor's office, when they tell you the worst of the worst news that you think you can hear, but we can honestly say, but I know a physician, but I know a God that can. And that's what we have to stand on. Even in a situation where, you know, you've been in an accident or we've all been in a situation, or not all of us, I have. But you've been in a situation where they're putting you on a gurney and they're fixing to load you in an ambulance. And you've got people around you praying. What an honor. How blessed I am to have other folks that will pray for me. Or when we get prayer requests in here, it's not a joke. It really is. It could be someone asking for prayer for an animal or for their farm or for their children or a storm coming through. All the things like in Puerto Rico right now, we need to be praying for those people. And it says, by the knowledge, the depths are broken up and the clouds drop down for dew. God provided everything. He created the heavens. He created the earth. He actually allowed it to where the dew would come in the beginning. If you read it and love the Old Testament, and I'm starting to really learn more about the Old Testament. I'm really enjoying it. And it says, "Show shall thou be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and that foot shall not stumble." Is that powerful? You know that feet won't stumble off. If you stay true to God, we're going to go through circumstances. I'm not going to tell you that you're not going to wake up during the night, sit up straight in your bed, and run in there and check on your kids or grandkids if they're there that night. Or reach over and touch your loved one to make sure they're breathing. Or go through a situation to where something happens and that all of a sudden you hear a boom, or you know we had that tornado come through over there close to us, that little short one that lasted just a couple of miles. We saw the stuff blowing around, the leaves and the pine straw and all this. Had no idea that tornado was there. But I believe in my heart, God, that path, but in our house, we were saved. And I'm not saying we're more special than them. I'm just saying that I know God is with us, even in those situations. But as we get to 24, I wanted to read that. And I'm not going to tie us up long, but I'm just trying to emphasize to believe in God and to understand this guidance for the young is a guidance for you and I also. It doesn't matter how old we are. It doesn't matter what we're going through. We're still learning. When thou lie, listen to this. I love this. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. You know, I mean, I keep talking in general, but really I'm talking about me. You lay down with things on your mind or wake up with things on your mind and you just can't get it out of the way. Lord, help me learn complete surrender. And then when I lie down, thou shalt not be afraid. Thou shalt lie down and thy sleep shall be sweet. God, your prayers, my prayer to you is to protect my family, protect my home, protect all of us, that I can lay my head on that pillow because I know if He calls me home that night, I'm going to be in glory. And I want my family to be the same way. I want each and every one of you to have that comfort to know that through surrendering to God and letting Him fill us with His Spirit and walk that direction. Then it says in 25, This is what I was talking about. I kind of jumped ahead of myself. It says, be not afraid of sudden fear. That's what I'm talking about. Sit straight up or something happened. Neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. In this day and time, I don't know about y'all, but I feel like so much of the Bible is coming through, so much of the direction God's doing. We know that His timing is in His hands, and only He knows when He's coming for His children, for His people. But we know that if we give God everything we've got, that when things start happening, we're going to be called up for the saints. And that's what we can praise and worship. It takes complete surrender. First, it takes receiving Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, calling on His name, confessing to Him. And in 26, for the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. There's so much here just in this chapter 3. But I want to talk just for a minute, and I'm going to ask them to put it up. You'll kick over to Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. And I really thank y'all for your patience. I feel like I've got so much to get out, and I feel so inadequate tonight. But I'm really trying to let you know what the God's given me. And it says, come to me. This is the call. This is the closing. We talked about what God's capable, all He does if we surrender to Him. We talk about all the things that He does for us in Jesus Christ and His safety and His protection and everything we go through. We're asking Him to heal us. I just went through a surgery and I'm doing better, and I've asked God to continue. And I know He's working on me. My eyes are giving me, I'm really having issues, but God's got it, giving it to Him. But I want you to think about this. What is Jesus saying right here? To go along with everything that His word was being taught to the young people. And also says in there, in the verses there back and forth, you know, place His law on your forehead. Place it on the mantle of the door. Put it on the fence post. Let our children, our family, and us be reminded how much God loves you. But we're going to go into here to Jesus Himself. It's in red. In 11, 28 through 30, it says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Not only is that a salvational call, when it says, I surrender all, it says, come to me. And it fits into my heart to this same message that we're talking about, that complete surrender. I'm telling you now, come to Jesus. Give it to Him. Get everything to Him. In 29, it says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. And when He uses the word burden in my study Bible, it says a load. Because no matter what we're going through, no matter what we're giving the Lord, and everything that we're facing, so Lord, I need You to have it. We did a thing when we had a men's breakfast, and I know we've talked about it before, but we asked for someone to give me your keys. Give me your money, your wallet. Give me your children. Give me your grandchildren. Give me your all. Let me be in charge of it. Just obey my law. Come to me, and I will guide these in every situation. Instead of saying, oh, no, that's mine, I can't give you that part. I can give you part of it, but I can't give you all of it. That's not what He says. It says, take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest. For my yoke is heavy and my burden is light. But first He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I actually need that on my desk at work. I need that on my desk at work. I need to remember, no matter what I'm going through, Lord, I'm coming to You. This is Yours. They put it in Amplified 2 for me. I'd like to read it. If you got it, Ms. Julia. There we go. Forgive me for reading it off the screen. It says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls. That's what God does for us. That's what Jesus is saying. His words coming to me, that salvational call. You got the next verse? Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm gentle, meek, and humble, lowly in heart, and you will find rest, relief, and ease, and refreshment, and recreation, and blessed quiet for your souls. For my yoke is wholesome, useful, good, not harsh, hard, sharp, or pressing, but comfortable, gracious, and pleasant. And my burden is light and easy to be borne. Because he says, for my yoke is wholesome, useful, good. But then it says, not harsh, not hard, not sharp, not pressing, but it's comfortable, it is gracious and pleasant, and my burden is light and easy to be borne. That's the God we serve. That's Jesus. As he calls us tonight, and I'm not trying to, all I'm asking you to do is just think about it. I told you in the beginning, that song, I Surrender All, when it came to my heart, it goes along with this message because surrender. I've been singing it in my head, but I haven't put all the verses together. Thank you, Ms. Jennifer. But it's a time. You may have been saved as a kid, a little bitty. Once you became, I always say that age of accountability, you understood what was going on. You may be walking in the Lord always. But we can't forget what God's done for us, all his many blessings. We can't believe everything that we've done. But when we go through these challenges, when we go through these situations, when we wake up in the middle of the night with a loud noise, or we can't go to sleep at night because we know the bill collectors are out there, or there's something you've got to do, or the job is getting so wishy-washy, you don't even know if you'll have a job tomorrow. I mean, you know you got debt. You know you got all these things you got to do. You see the prices going up. You see the 401 walking away. You see all these things happening. But if we surrender it all to Christ, complete surrender. And this is just a wake-up call for us tonight and whoever's watching, because we love you. I hope you get some meaning out of this. But my whole heart right now is basically somebody would tell me, quit worrying about it and give it to God. Quit letting it beat you up. Quit letting it create false anxiety, false fears. Where that affecting your health, it's affecting your walk, it's affecting everything. You'd even imagine, you know, we talked about the trouble tree. But when this situation's going, you take it in the house. It affects marriages. It affects everything going on. This is not a world that we live in. We're just here temporarily. Because God loved the whole world. He gave us Jesus Christ. And for anyone that will follow him and listen to him. So as I get ready to close, I just want to say how much I love you. And I'm going to read it one more time. Come unto me, all that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. I say that a lot of times in my head, and I'm always read it because I'm afraid I'll even work it out. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That message to the young, that's just the way it's broken down and it's written in Proverbs. But it's a message to all. Follow the Lord. Let him guide you in each and everything we do. And let's give him all the glory. Love y'all. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. I know Wednesday nights, there are different messages and different people. But I thank you for coming. I thank you for your time. But I'm going to ask y'all to stand if you can. In honor of the Lord and nothing for me. We get ready to close. I want y'all to remember that song, I Surrender All. It doesn't mean you're lost. It doesn't mean you're not walking. But I do believe there's so many of us, even Christians, that are getting so wrapped up. I said it to someone the other day. I got to quit watching the news. I got to quit looking. I got to quit worrying about this stuff. We got to protect ourselves. We got to do what we got to do. But we also have to completely surrender it to the Lord and let him go. Amen. We're going to open the altar now. Well, it's always open. If anyone needs prayer tonight, I want to ask you to close your eyes. bow your head just to the Lord. And you may not feel like coming to the altar. You may not feel like stepping out right now. Maybe it's not the right timing for you. You're not sure. You may have a desire. You may have a hurt. You may have a situation, whether it be you or in your family or with your job, whatever those situations we talked about. But tonight's the night to surrender to God. I've seen people bring their wallets up here. I've seen them bring bills. I've seen them bring foreclosure notices up to the altar. I've seen them put out fleece for new jobs. I've seen prayer cloths for those that you can't reach. You may have to make it. Tonight's the night. If you have a prayer request, just show by the raising of your hand. I believe. Do you believe? The Lord answers prayers, and He'll hear our prayer if we put it in His name. Well, we're going to pray for those needs tonight. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, Your word is powerful. Dear Lord, Your word is piercing. Lord, we thank You, Lord, for allowing us to gather. Dear Lord, we thank You for the presence of Your word. Dear Lord, for teaching us. But, dear Lord, as the message goes forth, dear Lord, may we just seek out for You to guide us in our lives. Dear Lord, may we completely surrender our all to You. Lord, may we get that renewing in our mind, dear Lord. May we be refreshed. That revival spirit that's already started here in the church, dear Lord, will You just continue to stoke the fire, dear Lord. Let us feel Your holy presence, dear Lord. Let us know, dear Lord, exactly what we need to do. Guide us, direct us, dear Lord. May this church, this sanctuary, be an opportunity for anyone to come in and, dear Lord, to hear Your word. May it go forth through the nation, dear Lord. Go forth through this community. Lord, You see the hands that were raised tonight. Dear Lord, You know their needs. Lord, we know there are those that are lost, there are those that are sick, those that are ailing, those that need You. But, dear Lord, I'm praying for the lost right now, dear Lord, that they will seek You out, dear Lord, and find You. We know that You said Your yoke is easy, and it's easy to bear, dear Lord. All it is You've paid the price for us. And, dear Lord, we thank You for that. Dear Lord, as we prepare to depart, I ask You to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time, my Lord, God, and we love You. And bring our congregation back that's traveling and is out. They're going to be with us, dear Lord, and we just love and praise You. Dear Lord, we thank You for all that You do, all the ministries, all the opportunities You've given us to reach out to the others. And, Lord, we thank You, give You all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Y'all have a wonderful evening. Everybody be careful going home. Don't forget Sunday school, Sunday morning.